Section 1.2. The end is catastrophic. Your biggest question right now probably goes something like, when will all this happen? This book lists actual events, along with the associated incidents, which are going to happen. You have been given three of them on the color chart, comprising the back cover of this book. Each will carefully be explained in depth, detailing how it fits into history as prophecy. If you so desire, take a moment and flip to the back cover now. Go ahead and take a good look. Let me advise you. I would resist the urge to pass judgment on the master chart, or the book for that matter, until you have fully studied it, in its entirety. Each date has a wealth of historical data attached to it, as well as a collection of scriptural explanation. If all you do is look at the dates and toss the book aside, you will be doing yourself a gross disservice. You will wind up missing the answers to the following questions. 1. Why is there an end? 2. When is all this going to happen? And 3. What is God's purpose? This book goes into great detail explaining the why, and the what, of God's plan. It will be enlightening for all who take the time to read it. Plus, even those who have spent a lot of time in church, will discover plenty of things you didn't know, or haven't heard before. You will be blessed by reading every page. You may be wondering, what will the end of this age look like? Explaining all the details involved with answering that question, is the secondary purpose of this book. The truth is, most of the text is devoted to doing exactly that. Before rendering a brief synopsis of how the end of mankind, as we know it, will appear, allow me first to be perfectly candid. Practically anyone can put dates on a piece of paper, making just about any claim they wish. They might then try and use such a declaration, as a means to scare others. That's not God's purpose. He wants people to be informed of what is coming. He gives us the necessary data, proving the events he is warning us about, will indeed happen. It is God's desire for all people to come to know him. Thus, he has given us possession of the required information, so we are able to make our best possible decision. The picture of what is soon coming, is certainly scary, and even terrifying. But make no mistake, God is telling the truth. His purpose is to get us to realize the severe gravity of the situation, which planet Earth is now facing. That's the purpose for God telling us, the why, the what, and the when, well ahead of time. God has given us actual dates we can mark on our calendar. As I said, this book contains a multitude of predicted dates. They form one half of the proof we have been given. However, mere dates are not the only information contained within these pages. Carefully integrated within the text, is all the reasoning, explanation, and history, behind each of them. We all want proof. That's precisely what God is offering us. But make no mistake, faith is still required. Proof cannot replace saving faith. Proof is to faith, like fertilizer is to grass. Proof helps faith grow. Without faith, we cannot get to know God, or his message, intimately. God is warning mankind well ahead of time, an unprecedented season of trouble is rapidly approaching. He has even given us the exact timing for the most significant events. Can any better proof exist? Okay, a short explanation of how the end of this age will appear was promised. It's now time to deliver. God gave us a list of detailed signs, for which to watch out. Only when we begin seeing all the signs, appearing within the same time frame, do we know the beginning of the end of this age, has begun. The first sign to appear, was the rebirth of the nation of Israel, from out of the pages of antiquity. It happened precisely when God said it would. The nation of Israel, appeared right on cue. Then, God told us the rebirth of the Roman Empire would follow. This took place in the form of the European Union, aka the EU. As we study scripture, we see the formation of the end-time players, are all beginning to fall into place. Alliances between Iran, Iraq, Egypt, Russia, Turkey, and all the other countries spoken of in scripture, are either well established, or in the process of forming. A lot of the end-time signs, center around the Hebrew people, and the nation of Israel. Prior to the rebirth of their nation, we could not have been in the end times. This is a most important point. Before the rebirth of Israel, it was impossible for anyone to justly say, man was living in the end times. They were missing the biggest sign. Israel ceased being a nation back in 606 BC. Jesus spoke about the rebirth of the nation in AD 33. But there was no Israel until 1948. Therefore, it was impossible for anyone to honestly state they were living in the end times, Prior to 1948, the most important sign was absent. You see, none of the prophecy regarding the end times makes any sense apart from the nation of Israel. People have tried through the years to take current events happening in their time and massage them into somehow fitting into biblical prophecy. They may have made a good argument for one, or perhaps two of the events. But, at some point, they were proven wrong due to the time being incorrect. Speaking of Israel, most of the bigger, more significant signs involve them in some direct manner. End times prophecy orbits squarely about events taking place in and around Israel. For example, one day soon, Israel is going to demolish the Dome of the Rock. For those who don't know, the Dome of the Rock is Islam's third holiest site. Even if you weren't aware of that fact, I am sure you can readily imagine the huge amount of trouble knocking it down is going to cause in the Middle East. Many people believe it will never happen. They are probably the same people who didn't foresee the current Arab Spring movement either. Make no mistake, it is surely going to happen. And when it does, Israel will be gravely threatened. But God will preserve the nation. Since the nation of Israel has been resurrected, she is here to stay. There is no threat or force which will be capable of removing her from the promised land. Next, Israel will begin reconstruction of her third temple. It will be built upon the ground where the Dome of the Rock used to stand. The Hebrew temple will occupy its historical space and serve in the same capacity, just as it once did. This includes the sacrament of the daily sacrifice to God. Once the daily sacrifice begins, the infuriated Arabs, along with Russia and her allies, will launch an all-out sneak attack on Israel. The attacking forces will be miraculously destroyed, and Israel will once again be supernaturally preserved. As I said, now that Israel is here, she isn't going away before the end of this age. There are all sorts of other signs accompanying the first two prophecies. The weather will continue to show extremes. Droughts will become more acute, and at the same time, floods will inundate other parts of the globe. Earthquakes will become larger and more frequent, and occur more often in inhabited places. Famine will result as crops fail, and people lose their food supply. Hunger and pestilence will become much more widespread and commonplace in human society. Signs in the sky will increase and terrorize the populations witness to them. These include everything from tornadoes to exploding asteroids. Man's morality will plummet, while violence dramatically increases. Talk of war and rumors of wars will become commonplace. People will travel the planet, going here and there, unlike any time in man's history. Knowledge will increase ever more with each passing day. The widespread practice and acceptance of homosexuality will grow by leaps and bounds. The creation of cults and the rise of the worship of the occult will flourish. And many persons will arise from all over the globe, claiming to be speaking directly for Jesus Christ. These are the major signs to watch out for. Anyone can clearly discern all of this has already begun. Then, an amazing politician with European roots will arise and get the Jews and Arabs to finally agree to and sign a real peace accord. There has never been, nor will there ever be, any kind of true peace between those two groups until that specific moment in time. Many leaders through the years have tried, and all their efforts have fallen short. There has yet to be an accord establishing real peace between the Jews and the Arabs. The man who gets them to sign a 7-year agreement will be hailed as a hero. But watch out. The Bible warns us, despite his appearance, he is actually a man controlled by the devil. He will impersonate the Messiah, but instead of saving Israel, he will try and destroy her. That's why he is called the Antichrist in Scripture. This 7-year peace deal marks the start of the time the Bible calls the tribulation. The tribulation is the final 7 years of mankind, as we currently know it. Lots of things are going to happen within this period. For now, know the Antichrist will break his treaty with Israel at the midpoint of the 7 years. That action marks the beginning of the Great Tribulation. This will be the final 3.5 years of mankind. In this time period, God will strike the earth and man with all manner of plagues, famines, pestilences, and perils. Fully 1/2 of mankind will be killed in this time period. The Bible says, were God not to shorten those days, all human life would be ended. That's how terrible things are going to become. Then, right at the perfect time, Jesus Christ will return from heaven and reclaim the world for those who agreed to follow him. He will transform the earth to the state it was in when Adam and Eve first walked in the Garden of Eden. Paradise will return to the earth. This is the way things will be for the next 1,000 years. After that time period, God will call us all up to heaven, for the great white throne of judgment. Here, every person who ever lived, will give an account of their lives, and be judged for all they did, or didn't do. Both the good and bad will be exposed for all to see. This final judgment of mankind, will be the official end to the age. Of course, this is just a synopsis of what we all are facing, within the next 2 decades. Much more information follows on the pages of the text lying before you. The bottom line is, there is still time to avoid most of the really bad events, headed our way. We all still have a choice. But, once God removes his church, along with them, departs any good alternatives. God's removal of his church, is called the rapture. It will be composed of those persons who are genuine believers, and followers of, Jesus Christ. If you are left behind after Jesus comes and takes all Christians home, you are in deep trouble. Your choices will be reduced to just 2. 1. Accept the mark of the Antichrist. For which, you will be eternally damned, and imprisoned for the rest of eternity, in the lake of fire. 2. Refuse his mark. Just know, the penalty for refusing the mark of the beast, will be decapitation. You will lose your head, but not your soul. The Antichrist will implement his economic system, when he comes to power. It's designed to reward those who choose to follow him. It will also serve to induce or motivate those persons who haven't yet decided. But, unless you take the mark of the Antichrist, you will be forbidden from participating in any legal commerce. You will be forced to go underground and use an emerging black market. But be forewarned, as the numbers of those accepting his mark grows, there will be fewer people with which to engage in trade. The Bible makes it plain, those left behind will either accept the mark of the Antichrist or be killed. Those are the only 2 options for the utter majority of mankind. There will be 2 other very small groups of Jews around during that time, but your odds of being in one of them is infinitesimal. The first group, God has identified as 144,000 Jewish evangelists. He will use them during the Great Tribulation, to continue to try and warn people against accepting the mark of the Antichrist. The other group, will be the Jews who manage to flee from where they are, and make it to a secret location. Most scholars believe that place will be Petra. Petra is a hidden city, where God will supernaturally preserve his remnant of humanity, from the forces of the Antichrist, until the end of the tribulation. So, which group will you fall into? Will you become a believer, and get taken away before the really bad stuff happens? Or, will you remain behind, and be forced to decide between eternal damnation, or getting beheaded? Which do you think it is going to be? I know some of you, likely don't believe a single word you have read in this section. That's fine for now. You still have a little time remaining. Just do yourself a huge favor, and carefully study this book from cover to cover. Sure, fly through it the first time, getting the big dates, and some of the details. The second time through, read for understanding of the overall picture. The third time through, you need to take your time, and really study all the verses. Most people reading the book, have gone through it an average of 3 times. Then you can see for yourself, and decide where I might have gotten things wrong. Send me an email or letter, along with the proof showing where I messed up. Go ahead, I urge you. You see, I am not asking you to take my word for any of this. I am just a messenger. God is the one issuing the warning. He promises if you seek the truth, you will find it. That's why I chose the subtitle of the book, and God will prove it. He absolutely will. One word of caution, don't take too long. You might not have as much time as you think. When you're ready, you can proceed on to the third section, the population age. It can be found on page 8 of your book. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser, to return to the chapter 1 page. Then click on the section entitled, the population age. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for section labeled 1.3, the population age.